Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, this beautiful run of now spring weather continues. High in the 70s today, 50 now. We'll get more detail with Dr. Bill's forecast coming up. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Pritchard Police Department still working the accident 90 westbound at the 33.5-mile marker on the Concord Bridge heading north. It's getting on the bridge and still blocking the left-hand lane, just waiting for the wreckers now. A couple other accidents we've had to make cleared up as traffic's starting to build. Watch for the school buses on the way in this morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long, 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
Well, it just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. We'll get Dr. Bill's full forecast for the rest of the work week and the weekend coming up in just a little bit. Let me introduce you to the folks from Grove Collaborative. Now, a couple weeks ago, I found out about Grove Collaborative, and last week we placed our first order, and we're digging what we got from Grove. They make healthier home products accessible and affordable, and over 500,000 families are shopping Grove.co for non-toxic dish soap, plant-based skincare, tree-free bath tissue. Everything at Grove is healthier for you and the planet, and it really works. That's the key. You know, if you get some product out there that's better for the planet, but it doesn't do the job, you probably won't end up using it a long time. Recently, we got a whole order from Grove, and one that I've been using a whole bunch is the Mrs. Meyer's Spring Multi-Surface Spray. It's cleaned everything from the bathroom into the granite in the kitchen, and it leaves that great, great smell. And you can get that along with hundreds of other items at Grove.co. Try Grove now before the exclusive spring offer runs out. For a limited time, y'all can get a three-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer's Spring Scents, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift just for you when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. Incredible deal, so much free stuff. You got to get it over at Grove.co. Our special offer, Grove.co/mobile. That's what you type in, Grove.co/mobile. That's Grove.co, not .com/mobile. 7:09, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Parole denied. Jerry Chatham is currently serving 2 life sentences for killing 2 Mobile County Sheriff's deputies more than 4 decades ago. On Wednesday, the Mobile County District Attorney's Office confirmed that Chatham was denied parole by the State Department of Pardons and Parole, which follows the recommendation of the state and the victim's families. According to the Corrections Department, Chatham led then Mobile County Sheriff Ronald Kelso on a high-speed chase and fired a shotgun at Kelso's vehicle. When the sheriff called for backup, that's when Chatham and another man inside that vehicle, David Wilson, took off on foot near the Mississippi border. Backup deputies David Beck and Robert Stoltz then began to chase after the men. Chatham once again fired that shotgun, but this time he killed both sheriff's deputies. Chatham is 66, and he will be eligible for parole in 2024. to dial or to go hands-free. Every single time drivers get into their vehicles, that's a decision many make, and that decision impacts everyone on the road. This week, an Alabama House committee did clear a bill banning people from driving while holding a cell phone, with some exceptions. Representative Alan Fairley introduced the bill following testimony from a woman whose daughter died in a distracted driving incident just last year. Now, Farley's bill follows a similar bill introduced in the Senate by Senator Jim McClendon. Drivers in violation of the proposed law, well, you would pay a $50 fine for your first offense, $100 for your second offense, and $150 for your third offense. As far as the exceptions, well, that includes using the phone as a navigational tool or a way to call 911 and first responders. Right now, though, keep in mind it is illegal to text and drive. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Cart Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A ticket purchased in Florida matched five Powerball numbers. That ticket is worth $1 million this morning. No one matched all six, so the next drawing on Saturday is now worth $625 million. This is only the fourth time in history the Powerball jackpot has topped $600 million. Teachers in Alabama would get a pay raise in Governor Kay Ivey's budget rolled out on Wednesday. Finance Director Kelly Butler gave an overview of the governor's budgets. Prisons, mental health, and ALEA will see increases this year, as well as a 4% pay raise for teachers. One area that will see less funding is Medicaid. Plans are in the works to create a Blue Angels specialty license plate. Two Florida lawmakers are expected to make an announcement about legislation to create that plate on board NAS Pensacola Friday. If approved, the Blue Angels specialty plate would join more than 120 others that Florida drivers can choose from. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Alabama basketball upset in the NIT. The first round of the NCAA tournament begins today at South Alabama. Baseball scores only 22 runs last night. 22.
Golly.
That's right. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. After the Alabama Crimson Tide barely missed out on making the NCAA tournament field of 68, their season has ended earlier than expected in a first round exit from the NIT tournament. The number one seed Tide were upset in overtime 80-79 last night by number eight seed Norfolk State. Alabama was a 15.5-point favorite going into the matchup in Tuscaloosa. Herbert Jones had 18 points to lead Bama. Alex Reese added 17 and 7 rebounds. Alabama's season ends with an 18-16 record. The two final men's NCAA tournament play-in games were in Dayton, Ohio last night. In the first game, North Dakota State defeated the NC Central Eagles 78-74 in a showdown between the East Region's number 16 seeds. Tyson Ward led North Dakota State with 23 points. They'll take on top-seeded Duke on Friday. In the second game, Arizona State beat St. John 74-65 to move into the tournament as the West Region's number 11 seed.
Arizona State with its first NCAA tournament victory in 10 years.
The Sun Devils will take on number 6 seed Buffalo tomorrow. The first round of the tournament officially begins today with Louisville facing Minnesota at 11:15 a.m. to kick off a day of 16 games. There are 4 SEC teams in action. LSU is the 3rd seed in the East region. The Tigers will take on number 14 seed Yale at 11:40 this morning. LSU is favored by 6.5 points in that matchup. Auburn's the number 5 seed in the Midwest. They'll play 12 seed New Mexico State at 12:30 this afternoon. You can hear the call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at noon. Auburn coach Bruce Pearl says that New Mexico State is the real deal.
Just been very impressed with this New Mexico State team. You know, they've only lost 4 games this year. Coach Jans is 57-10.
The SEC tournament champion Tigers are favored to win by 5.5 points. Florida's the 10 seed in the West. They're 2.5 point underdogs to number 7 seed Nevada. Tip-off set for 5:50 tonight. And Kentucky's the Midwest's number 2 seed. They'll play 15 seed Abilene Christian at 6:10. Wildcats are favored by 21.5 points. After losing at New Orleans on Tuesday night, the South Alabama Jaguars baseball team got some revenge at home in Mobile last night. The Jags scored 17 runs in the first 3 innings and crushed the Privateers 22-7. It was a special win for USA coach Mark Calvey, his 250th victory in South Alabama's dugout. Now the Jags head back out on the road for a 3-game Sunbelt Series at Arkansas State. Game 1 scheduled for tomorrow night at 6:30. In the NBA last night, James Harden scored 57 points, his second 50-point game this season, but his Houston Rockets lost 126-125 in overtime at Memphis. New Orleans was blown out at Orlando 119-96. The Pelicans have now lost 7 of their past 8 games. Philadelphia beat Boston 118-115 behind a 37-point, 22-rebound game from Joel Embiid. Miami beat San Antonio 110-105. The Raptors won in overtime against the Thunder 123-114. Portland topped Dallas 126-118. Chicago beat Washington 126-120. Utah routed the Knicks 137-116. And Cleveland upset Milwaukee 107-102. This Saturday in downtown Mobile, the Azalea Trail Run celebrates 42 years of running the streets of Mobile. Runners, walkers, and wheelchair athletes all welcome to take part. The race features 10K and 5K courses, plus a 2K fun run or walk. The Azalea Trail Run Health and Fitness Expo opens to the public tomorrow with vendors, free screenings, music, and they'll have a Saturday post-race celebration. Find out more and register now at azaleatrailrun.org. 7:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
You know, so the Kenyans are going to come in and win again, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've got to be heavily favored, right?
Yeah, it's what happens when you run at, you know, elevations of at least a mile high, but probably 6,000-7,000 feet, just like we send our Olympic athletes out to Colorado to train.
Mm-hmm.
It's like swinging 2 bats for your lungs, but the Kenyans grow up and live at that altitude and then come here and go, all this air, watch us run.
Yeah, their lungs are bigger than their bodies.
They have to carry them behind them.
If you ever get a chance to tour the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, very cool.
Is it cool?
So cool.
Can you do, like, can you go see the places where they train?
Yeah, I saw where they wrestled. I saw the Olympic pools where they would swim. Yeah, really cool stuff up there.
All right, good stuff. I'm putting that on the to-do list.
It's got to be
there. Going to Colorado this summer. All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5. And speaking of sports, coming up, your odds at having a perfect bracket, probably pretty good. Probably, this is your year, yeah, I feel it.
1 in 10?
Yes.
Something like that.
A little bit more, but yeah.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The new tax law didn't change the tax deduction for charitable giving, but it could make individual taxpayers less likely to take that deduction. The law doubles the standard deduction, which means more Americans will do that rather than taking itemized deductions, which is what they need to claim to get the charitable write-off. If you're 70 and a half or older, there's a workaround. You can donate up to $100,000 from your IRA to a qualifying charity and get the deduction even if you don't itemize. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates, opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One NA, member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital
One. Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit Byers EPA. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, you still got the Pritchard Police Department on the scene of an accident westbound along 90 to Cochrane Bridge heading north as you're getting onto the bridge. Be careful, left lane still partially blocked off with no other wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
So we'll withhold names for obvious reasons, but one of us, one of the FM Talk 106.5 listening family just called up and he said he was riding his bike out at some of the trails around University of South Alabama. And one of the guys who now lives here, who's from Kenya, came here, I guess, to run, I guess he came here to run with South, that he, our guy, was riding his bicycle when he was passed by the Kenyan running.
On foot.
Yes. There's something about when you live and train at miles above, mile plus above sea level, mm-hmm. and you come here and you're like, it must be like you're on oxygen.
Yeah.
It must feel like, wow, there's all this air. So the Kenyans will do quite well in the Azalea Trail, and then the rest of us that are kind of used to this sea level air will do well as well. It's just not Kenyan style.
Yeah, I feel like I would get lapped in a 10K race maybe three or four times. They would just keep running it,
Come run by you, hit you in the back of the head as they come by you and lap you again. Also, the way we'll talk about those odds, those stats as March Madness gets started. Perfect bracket. How hard is it to do? I'll just give you a little teaser here. You got better odds going to win the Powerball on Saturday than you do getting a perfect bracket. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information this morning in a recent double murder here in the Port City as a second man has been arrested early Wednesday morning. We now know the reason as to why shots were fired. What should have been a friendly game of dice turned into a deadly argument last week on Dolphin Island Parkway here in Mobile. 33-year-old Jerome Williams, he is the second man arrested in connection to the shootings. Last week, his 29-year-old brother, Cedric Williams, he was accused of the murders as well, according to jail records. Two people were killed in that shooting and three injured. One of the men killed was hit by a stray bullet. As he walked down the street, he was not even playing dice with that group. So Cedric faced an arraignment hearing on Wednesday and was denied a reduction of his $100,000 bond. In addition to the two murders, he's also accused of two counts of assault. His next court appearance will be a preliminary hearing April the 11th at 9 a.m. Let's talk technology this morning and Facebook, as Facebook tries to do its best to stay out of hot water and avoid further discrimination lawsuits. The social media giant says that they will no longer allow the targeting of users based on their age, their sex, or their zip code when it comes to ads and housing, employment, and credit. The company thus far has already barred ethnic affinity-based marketing, and now this new decision prohibits marketers from selectively advertising advertising to people. Also, the company will now allow the National Fair Housing Alliance to publicize citizens' rights on their platform. Right now, Facebook is in the midst of handling multiple discrimination lawsuits. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
726 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast. Talk to him about today, tomorrow, and the weekend ahead. It's been a pretty nice run. How long does it continue? We'll find out shortly. Plus at 7:50, the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report and expanded edition this morning, because also the drawing for that big raffle. We've been talking about it for a month and a half here. You make the donation to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund over at mobilepd.org. Your return email was your entry ticket into the drawing, and the drawing will happen this morning. Somebody's going to win a fishing trip for them and two friends, plus a custom-made fishing rod, chock-a-block full tackle box, and some other FM Talk 106.5 goodies like lunch or dinner out at Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway.
Man, what a package.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, okay, so nobody won Powerball. Well, there were four tickets that matched, what, five numbers. They each get $1 million.
Yeah, it's minuscule.
Yeah, it's nothing. Who needs $1 million? But then they move on now till Saturday night. The Powerball jackpot at $625 million.
Whew.
Which, by the way, they said you had like a 1 in 293 million chance. 1 in 293 million of picking the right numbers in the Powerball.
That sounds outrageous.
Sounds outrageous until you look at brackets. Now, I don't want to ruin it for everybody as everybody's finalizing brackets and getting them turned in their office pool or whatever today as March Madness gets kicked off. But here you go. Here are the odds, okay? Because you think maybe you put together a perfect bracket. I can pretty assuredly say you didn't, because the odds of it happening are mathematically absurd. Here you go. We pulled this. The actual odds, they say, are hard to determine, but in simple math, it says the odds of a perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
How
is that 17
possible?
Zeros. 1 in 9.2 quintillion. For context, they say there's roughly 7.5 quintillion grains of sand on Earth.
So you've got more. Well, that's insane.
Yeah. So you're better off with Powerball than you are with the bracket.
Yeah, I guess
if you're trying to get a perfect bracket.
Yeah, but at least the bracket lasts 3 weeks. The Powerball, you just find out one night and then you set it down.
No point. Good point. So you got the winner?
Yeah, my final four, and Michigan State, Texas Tech, Tennessee, and Kentucky, with Tennessee winning it all.
There you go. That's
homerism. I promise.
Never. But Tennessee was okay. Yeah.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A car crashed into a weigh station on the Alabama-Mississippi state line early this morning. Happened at a weigh station eastbound on Interstate 10. Bond is set at $6 million for a man described as a dangerous white supremacist. Investigators say Joshua Edwards is part of the Aryan Brotherhood. Of Monday night, Edwards allegedly carjacked and abducted a black woman at gunpoint at a Pensacola gas station. There is a new push to stop a teen tobacco trend in Alabama. Representatives Barbara Drummond and Shane Stringer Hollinger, both from Mobile, introduced what they're calling the vaping bill in Montgomery. The bill would prohibit businesses from selling vape products to minors. The names of two hurricanes that devastated parts of Florida, the Carolinas, and Virginia last year have been retired. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the names Florence and Michael will be replaced with Francine and Milton. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Nearly a week after the attack on two mosques in New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announces an assault weapons crackdown.
Every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
The U.S. Justice Department issues multiple subpoenas regarding Boeing's FAA certification of the MAX 737 jet. Correspondent Jessica Schneider.
Criminal investigators want information from Boeing on its safety and certification procedures for the 737 MAX, including details on its training manuals for pilots, plus how the company marketed the aircraft.
The fire at ITC Petrochemical near Houston, Texas, said to be extinguished, prompts new warnings. The city of Deer Park, Texas, announced a shelter-in-place order over concerns about airborne contaminants. Several school districts near the plant have canceled classes today. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Ford says it will spend nearly $900 million to convert a Michigan assembly plant into its U.S. manufacturing base for electric vehicles. The latest example of automakers betting big on battery-powered cars despite uncertain consumer demand. Ford says the plant in Flat Rock, where it also builds the Mustang sports car, will begin making electric vehicles in 2023. GM plans to invest $2.7 billion in two of its plants in Brazil over the next 5 years. Brazilian officials say the two plants were set for closure last December when they convinced GM to reverse the decision and save jobs there. Five plants in North America still face closure. The next new thing about your cup of coffee at Starbucks might well be the cup itself. The coffee chain says it plans to test both recyclable and compostable cups over the next year. The cups will use fiber, paper, and other materials in place of plastic liners. On Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Easy-to-clean laminate floors make spring cleaning a breeze. At Lumber Liquidators, make it even easier with our best price guarantee. Right now, get our best-selling Woodlook laminate floors on sale up to 33% off. You can even get water-resistant laminate starting at just $1.99. Or easy-to-clean waterproof flooring up to 20% off. And let our professional installation contractors do the work for you. Special financing makes it easy to start your project today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another beautiful morning in the 50s. What about for the rest of the day, then tomorrow, and that weekend ahead?
Well, it looks really good. I mean, temperatures are going to be pretty close to normal for this time of the year, and right now the normal high is 72, the normal low is 50. And we'll be just around that, although a little cool at night for the next couple of nights. Today, look for sunny skies and about 70 degrees for this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at times around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, with clear skies, we're going to cool down into the 40s, around 45 degrees. Some areas getting down into the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, another day of sunshine, and temperatures tomorrow will be in the lower 70s. Now, for the weekend, looking really good. Sunny and 75 on Saturday, and then mostly sunny and back up to 75 on Sunday. Then Monday, it looks like some rain will finally move into the picture, and so Monday will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. A few showers with temperatures in the mid-70s, and then the rain moves out. It's back to dry weather Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, let's talk about a couple things here, not specific to our weather right now, but I saw this, that the World Meteorological Organization has now officially retired the name Florence and the name Michael from hurricane names. What, I mean, and that happens, what, pretty rarely or often, or what about that?
Yeah, usually a storm that has been very powerful, produced a lot of damage, and that's certainly Michael is one of the worst, one of the strongest to hit the U.S. mainland. And then Florence has produced, of course, a lot of rain and devastation from flooding when it moved into the Carolinas. So both of those names, as I've indicated here, or you indicated, they're going to be retired. And eventually we're going to get to a point where so many are retired, we're going to have a hard time finding some names.
Right. I mean, I think back, eventually it windows down the list, we'll just have to be making up names, ones that, you know, or just add an extra accent to them or something like that. So, no, this is not like George and Georges, right? It's not George, it's Georges.
That's
it's a,
right.
It's a different, completely different storm. Also, you speak of flooding and looking at the video and the still images coming out of Nebraska. Holy cow, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, it is amazing, and all the rivers coming across Nebraska and going into the Missouri River, everything's flooded. They had an enormous amount of rain with all these systems coming out through the west coast of California and dumping a lot of rain. And into the north, we've had some enormous snow totals up in the Dakotas and Minnesota. And all that meltwater now coming down through the Missouri River. So it's not a good situation there for Nebraska and also some of the surrounding states.
Wow. Well, the best for those folks out there. We'll keep an eye on it through your eyes, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Kane's got our traffic coming up next.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through April 5th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association. Member FDIC.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitsit Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, major accident southbound I-165 around a 2.5-mile marker at the Bay Bridge Road exit. Crashes blocking both lanes. Again, be careful. Wreckers have been called out. Officers are on the scene. At the wrecks clearing at Schillinger and another one clearing at Conochill in Wyoming. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff to guarantee color matching on your vehicle. Call 666-6566. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Thoughts and prayers are surrounding Spring Hill College this morning after a student there suddenly dies. Sophomore student Caroline Elizabeth Lewis, passed away in her dorm room from natural causes Monday, March 18th. Lewis was a member of the women's soccer team, and she was majoring in management accounting. She attended high school in Colorado before coming to the Port City to continue her studies at the college. There is a memorial service that has been planned on campus for students to celebrate Caroline's life. The service is today at 4 p.m. at the St. Joseph Chapel. You also can leave your notes and thoughts and condolences on social media, as the page has been set up to receive all of your prayers. More than 120,000 Alabama residents receive assistance via the WIC program each month, and soon we'll see changes to that program. The state's first eWIC electronic benefits card is coming our way. So by August, all counties in the state of Alabama will utilize a new system allowing for WIC-approved foods to be automatically entered onto that card, which will be used similar to a debit card. That card will replace the current paper-based system and cash value vouchers, which are used at WIC-authorized stores. So these cards will allow for smoother transactions at the grocery store and less stigma for those receiving assistance, as well as automatic electronic payments for vendors. In 2018, participants redeemed nearly $97 million in food at WIC-authorized stores statewide. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A ticket purchased in Florida matched five Powerball numbers. That ticket is worth $1 million this morning. No one matched all six, so the next drawing on Saturday is now worth $625 million. It's only the fourth time in history the Powerball jackpot has topped $600 million. Teachers in Alabama would get a pay raise in Governor Kay Ivey's budget rolled out on Wednesday. Finance Director Kelly Butler gave an overview of the governor's budgets. Prisons, mental health, and ALEA will see increases this year, as well as a 4% pay raise for teachers. One area that will see less funding is Medicaid. Plans are in the works to create a Blue Angel specialty license plate. Two Florida lawmakers are expected to make an announcement about legislation to create that plate on board NAS Pensacola Friday. If approved, the Blue Angel specialty plate would join more than 120 others that Florida drivers can choose from. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning, I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me, squeeze the trigger, bam, got him. Can't describe to you the feeling. You know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service. So I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Alabama basketball upset in the NIT. The first round of the NCAA tournament begins today, and South Alabama baseball scores 22 runs. It's 7:45 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. After the Alabama Crimson Tide barely missed out on making the NCAA tournament field of 68, their season has ended earlier than expected in a first-round exit from the NIT tournament. The number one seed Tide were upset in overtime 80-79 last night by number eight seed Norfolk State. Alabama was a 15.5-point favorite going into the matchup in Tuscaloosa. Herbert Jones had 18 points to lead Bama. Alex Reese added 17 points and 7 rebounds. And Alabama's season ends with an 18-16 record. The two final men's NCAA tournament play-in games were played in Dayton, Ohio last night. In the first game, North Dakota State defeated the NC Central Eagles 78-74 in a showdown between the East Region's number 16 seeds. Tyson Ward led North Dakota State with 23 points. The Bison will face the top-seeded Blue Devils on Friday. And in the second game, Arizona State beat St. John 74-65 to move into the tournament as the West Region's number 11 seed. It was Arizona State's first tournament victory in 10 years. Now the Sun Devils take on number 6 seed Buffalo tomorrow. The first round of the tournament officially begins today with Louisville facing Minnesota at 11:15 a.m. to kick off a day of 16 games. There are four SEC teams in action. LSU is the third seed in the East Region. The Tigers will take on number 14 seed Yale at 11:40 this morning. LSU favored by 6.5 points. Auburn's the number 5 seed in the Midwest. They'll play number 12 seed New Mexico State at 12:30 this afternoon. Of course, you can hear the call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show begins today at noon. Auburn coach Bruce Pearl says that New Mexico State's the real deal.
Just been very impressed with this New Mexico State team. You know, they've only lost 4 games this year. Coach Jans is 57-10.
Auburn's favored to win by 5.5 points. Florida's the number 10 seed in the West. They're 2.5-point underdogs to 7 seed Nevada. Tip-off set at 5:50 tonight. And Kentucky's the Midwest's number 2 seed. They'll play 15 seed Abilene Christian at 6:10. Wildcats are favored by 21.5 points. After losing at New Orleans on Tuesday night, the South Alabama Jaguars baseball team got some revenge at home in Mobile last night. The Jags scored 17 runs in the first 3 innings and crushed the Privateers 22-7. It was a special win for USA coach Mark Calvi, his 250th victory in South Alabama's dugout. Now the Jags head back out on the road for a 3-game Sun Belt series at Arkansas State. Game 1 scheduled for tomorrow night at 6:30. 7:47 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and Captain Bobby in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report and the big drawing for the trip with Bobby coming up next.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. I've got that accident on Bay Bridge Road between I-165 and the 2-mile marker off the exit ramp at Telegraph Road. And road debris still there, so expect heavy delays in that area. The good news is no other accidents in the roadways. Looking for a floor that performs for your lifestyle? Call Bama Flooring in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Their customer satisfaction can't be beat. In fact, they were recently voted number 1 in the whole state of Alabama. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
750 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Captain Bobby and the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report, plus the drawing. Find out who's going to win that fishing trip with Bobby. It's all straight ahead. Right now, here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Talk about Go Jags. The University of South Alabama's College of Engineering is celebrating a very generous gift this morning. William B. Bill Burnsett Jr. is a 1972 graduate of the school's College of Engineering, and he has donated $1.5 million to the college's Department of Mechanical Engineering, which now will be known as the William B. Burnsett Jr. Department of Mechanical Engineering. The school says this gift will enhance the College of Engineering's ability to provide the highest quality instruction, conduct innovative research, and provide valuable service to the community. Mr. Burnsett Jr. says, "I had always planned on giving back to South. I never would have gotten to where I am today if I had not received my engineering degree, and South best fit my needs to be able to accomplish this." If you love Lifeway Christian Resources Bookstore, they're closing their doors. That means 170 stores this year, well, close their doors. But there's good news. Even though they're closing their doors across the state, you can still order online from their website, or you can call their toll-free number. The move is being called a, quote, strategic shift of resources to a dynamic digital strategy. Lifeway has 10 locations across the state of Alabama. They've been selling Bibles, Christian media, Bible studies, children's products, gifts, and church supplies, and more since 1891. The company says that they currently, though, distribute resources in 164 nations and in more than 60 languages, and that's why they want to make sure that they take care of their digital strategy. The reason is because the foot traffic in their stores plummeted. So, in 1 month, company officials say that Lifeway interacts with five times as many people through their digital services as they do in the stores. Lifeway's operating expenses exceeded sales by $35.5 million in 2017. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 752 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need to head to the woods this weekend to chase a turkey or the water to enjoy some great spring fishing, because it's officially spring now. And we check in with the man of the hour, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Hey.
Well, I'll tell you what, somebody forgot to tell Mother Nature that this was the first day of spring, man. We're all bundled up in a 20-knot wind. It feels more like January to me, dog.
Well, it's on the calendar. On the calendar, it's spring now.
On the calendar, it's spring, but on the water, it's still winter.
We want to get into that and talk about how you're finding fish right now. But first, though, this is something we've been talking about for the last 5-6 weeks here, and it is a opportunity for someone to win while doing something great, and that is donating to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund and this raffle prize that you put up. Describe to folks what's up for grabs right now.
Well, we're going to do a fishing trip, guided fishing trip for three, custom-built a rod, and then I got a tackle box just full of a bunch of all the lures that really work well around here. And then so we got some gift certificates from Ed Seafood and some other swag that you gathered up for us, man. It's just a wonderful package that we got put together. And so we had about 70 or so people enter, and I don't know what the total was. I didn't total up the dollar amount, but I want to thank whoever. There's going to be 70 less one that doesn't win, but I want to thank everybody who entered. We really, really appreciate it. And also want to thank you. I couldn't have, there's no way we'd have done this without you. Got you, and you're going to go, "Oh shucks, it's nothing." But you know, just like you and the other sponsors I had, when I asked them for this, there was never any let me think about it or get back to you. It's like, oh, no, I can do this, and here's what we're going to do, and whatever. Everybody just jumped right in and helped, so I really, really appreciate it.
If it wasn't for the genius of Captain Bobby, and, you know, that we have some cool prizes, but none as cool as a fishing trip with you for the day, so, you know, you're the anchor on this one for sure. So let's do that, because I want to get into what you're doing right now in fishing, but it's, I know a lot of people are waiting to hear who won, so, and I've got this by numbers and then names, so can we get the drawing music, please? Wait, get that going. There we go. That's drums, not music. That'll work. All right. And, all right, and then get the number, and that core, hold on, because I got a number, it's got to correlate. Douglas Bailey. Congratulations, Douglas Bailey, wherever you are. You just won the whole kit and caboodle, the fishing trip, the rod, the tackle box, the Ed Seafood Shed gift certificate, all the goodies. Congratulations, Douglas Bailey. And I'm going to second what Bobby said. Thanks to all of y'all that made great donations to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. We really appreciate it. And Bobby, thank you for putting this on. We really, and I want some pictures now when that crew goes out fishing with you.
No, that's what I was thinking. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get some pictures and get it over to you. And I didn't mention, too, I asked McCoy's helped out, jumped in a whole bunch, too. I certainly don't want to leave them out. They were the Chip and Dubby just jumped right in and said, yeah, I'll get you this, no problem, whatever. So certainly don't want to forget them. But anyway, yeah, congratulations, Douglas, and we'll be in touch with you. Or if you want to hit us through the website, you can holler at us, and we'll get everything coordinated with you.
That's right. Good work, and we will get that set up and be talking to you next week, getting you the certificates, and you get out and take that trip. All right, Captain Bobby, let's talk about what you're doing this morning. You said it feels like winter, 20-knot wind, but that means to me you're out there trying.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And actually, we're catching some fish already. I kind of did my best to find a place to fish that was out of the wind, and fortunately there were some fish there. But it's been a popping cork deal getting the fish in the boat. We've been drifting with both live shrimp and voodoo shrimp, and the fish really were schooled up a lot better a few weeks ago than they are right now, and I think that's got more to do with the water levels than the water temperatures. The waters just get so blown out, and we're fishing the bottom of the tide. But the moral of the whole story is the fish are right where they were. And as it warms up through the weekend and into next week, I think it's really going to catch on fire. I still think we're going to end up having a pretty good day today. You know, if you went to work like you guys did early this morning, you saw that big moon, and that usually triggers a really good spawn bite.
Now, this early, you think here we are in March, and you think there's already fish thinking about spawning speckled trout?
Absolutely, yeah. Some of the trout we've already caught this morning, the ones I've caught over the last several days, you'll get those males in the schools that are really drumming, and that's to me an indication that's a really hot spawning school. So yeah, there's spawning activity going on, and that's why I think as it warms back up through the next week, that activity is going to only improve, you know. So anyway, if you found fish before these colder nights, they're right where they were. And the other good news is if you've seen berries already under 8 feet, and that's going to continue to fall too. So that's going to offer more opportunities more towards the bay. We're way down to the west right now, some beautiful water, but that's going to only improve back that way too. So we got a lot of good things coming up.
All right, so shallow water and popping cork shrimp and some kind of voodoo shrimp or a DOA or some imitation there.
That's right, or a gulp shrimp, too. We got those on, too. Anything like that, anything that imitates a shrimp under a popping cork, it's going to get you the fish in the boat right now.
I like it. Let's talk about getting a trip booked with you for now or the great fishing to come.
Let's go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got all of our contact information on there, and hopefully not too much longer we'll have a picture with Douglas fishing out here with us up there.
That's right. Douglas Bailey, congratulations, the big winner of the raffle. Captain Bobby, get back to catching. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, gang. Thanks again. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. We're coming right back. Hour number 3 on the way next.